This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Mr. Kirk Huntsman, the CEO of Vivos, a leading provider of services and devices that treat and potentially resolve mild to moderate sleep apnea and improve the overall health of patients. Mr. Huntsman, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's certainly our pleasure to have you, and thanks for coming out today to spend a moment with us. Now, if you would, tell us a little bit about Vivos and how the company got started and what was the reason behind the start of the company.
Sure, I'd be glad to. So Vivos is the result of and the culmination of many years of research and effort along a number of different lines. Our primary product is the brainchild of a triple doctorate PhD by the name of Dr. Dave Singh. Dr. Singh is a world-renowned researcher, and he developed the core platform and the clinical protocols that surround our product, which we call the Vivos system. And the Vivos system is really a breakthrough technology in that it offers people who suffer from obstructive sleep apnea, or OSA, the very first chance to really find a resolution of their symptoms and their condition in a way that doesn't require a lifetime of treatment. So typically today, somebody who's diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea, which is about, there's probably 50 million Americans in the U.S. that suffer from this in one way or another, whether they're children or adults. So we're talking about something that afflicts a tremendous number of Americans and people around the world, really. But in this particular disorder, if you're diagnosed with that, up until Dr. Singh's technology came along, if you were diagnosed with that condition, you basically were sentenced to a lifetime of treatment, nightly wear of a CPAP machine. Looks like a Darth Vader mask that you don every night, and then if you didn't have that, you might have to have surgery, or you might have to go into one of these mandibular advancement devices, which jut your lower jaw forward, and there was just no real good solution. And then along comes Dr. Singh, and he creates this very, very powerful, very effective oral appliance technology with a system to a protocol, to a clinical protocol, to really address the underlying root cause, which when that's addressed, the conditions of sleep apnea just simply go away, and all the other things that go along with sleep apnea they tend to go away as well. So we have a very powerful product that is bringing hope to millions of people.
And that certainly is more than awesome news right there, and thanks for sharing the details. Now let's step back a little bit and talk about the issues associated with sleep apnea. What are the biggest symptoms in adults, and how might sleep apnea manifest itself in children as well?
That was a great question. So, you know, there was a time in this country when we used to all laugh at Uncle Bob who snores, or Grandpa who snores, and we used to think that was just so funny. But then all the research started linking this sleep apnea condition to things like prostate cancer in men, breast cancer in women, other forms of cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and all of a sudden the things that used to be funny about snoring and sleep apnea were no longer funny. And so now that we understand what oxygen deprivation and a lack of good, deep, restful sleep can do to our bodies, this is a very, very top-of-mind, front-and-center type issue for America's health system, because sleep apnea has now been associated with every major chronic disease known to man. So even Alzheimer's, dementia, mental health issues, you name it, and obstructive sleep apnea is either right there making that condition worse and in some cases even possibly causing that condition in the first place. So this is a very, very difficult thing for modern man, and it affects children as well. We now know that up to 22 million American children are affected by this condition and may be at risk for some either mild, moderate, or severe sleep apnea. And unfortunately, until now, there haven't been any real good solutions for these kids. And some of these kids are misdiagnosed as being ADD, ADHD. Sometimes parents struggle with their children who wet the bed chronically or who are just a little slow in school. Maybe they're having trouble concentrating or catching up and they act out with their behavior. All of these things are now associated with a breathing disorder. And in children, it manifests in ways that, you know, we don't always associate with a child's restful sleep, but that's really what that is. And so we have many, many stories of children and adults who have seen a really strong improvement in many aspects of their lives by fixing their airway. So that's what we do. That's what we focus on.
Now, taking that a little further, how does the Vivos device differ from other treatments similar, and is it FDA approved?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we got FDA, what's called a 510 approval from the FDA for our mRNA device in 2014. And so we are, that device is approved for mild to moderate sleep apnea. And so that's what we use. As to the way that our device differs, first of all, what we've created here is more than just a device. At the core foundation, we do have a device, but the device is a part of an overarching clinical treatment protocol. And so in the hands of the right clinicians who are properly trained, our device works really, really well. And it does all the things that we need it to do. But it has to be associated with the right treatment protocols. It has to be worn according to the instructions of the doctor. It has to be, the patient compliance element of this thing is an important element of the overall treatment. So when a patient goes into treatment with us, they will wear an oral appliance. They'll wear it typically about 14 hours a day, typically in the evening and overnight. And it needs to be worn in a specific way. It needs to have a specific amount of time in the mouth in order to work its magic. And so there are certain things that are done to facilitate and accentuate the treatment that we provide. For example, we may employ the services of an oral myofunctional therapist. We may employ the services of the treatment from a what's called an AO chiropractor. It's a subspecialty of chiropractic that deals with the upper part of the spine that's right behind the airway. So in effect, our treatment protocol encompasses both the frontal part of the airway and what we're doing in the mouth with the oral appliance, and also what is behind the airway that may also impinge upon the airway space that's available for the airflow. The Vivos system is more than just a device. It's a methodology, it's a clinical protocol, and it may involve a number of different things. Each patient will have slightly different needs and slightly different issues that need to be customized in their treatment plan.
Today we're visiting with Mr. Kirk Huntsman, the CEO of Vivos, a leading provider of services and devices that treat and potentially resolve mild to moderate sleep apnea and improve the overall health of patients here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Sleep Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Huntsman, is it really a cure for sleep apnea? Talk about the long-term benefits, if you would, and get into some of those details.
You know, I can't say that it's a cure because that would go beyond the scope of what we have been able to prove in the lab. But I can say this. There are dentists around the country. We have trained over 750 dentists around the country. And when I pose that type of a question to them, what they say to me is, well, every time that a patient follows the protocol and uses this appliance that that we give them and that we monitor their treatment, their condition improves. And so I think many patients would say that it's been a cure for them, but I think that each case is going to be different, and we're going to say that we think we've had a major breakthrough here. We think that there are many patients that have been on CPAP for years who are no longer on CPAP as a result of our therapy and technology. We have many patient stories that are just almost miracles, where these patients feel like they have been greatly benefited and blessed by having this treatment performed. And so what I would say is that if you think that you have or a loved one has sleep apnea, or if you think that someone may be suffering from some of this condition, I would get into a Vivos certified provider or a Vivos integrated practice or a breathing and wellness center, and I would get an evaluation. And you know, it doesn't really hurt. It doesn't really, there's no discomfort. This is a non-surgical, non-pharmaceutical, all-natural kind of treatment that's rendered. And so there's no pain involved, and there's no real downsides that we've ever found to the treatment. So when somebody looks at, maybe I have this and maybe I should get this evaluated, I would highly recommend that. I just think there's too much risk to continue on not breathing and resting properly, and life is too precious, and our time here on Earth is too important to just let another day go by without that. So that would be my admonition to anybody who thinks they might have it. I think we have a great solution for it.
Well, Mr. Huntsman, certainly has been great to have had you on with us, not only to introduce Vivos and how it can combat against sleep apnea, but also focusing in on the importance of having healthy sleep patterns as well. Tell us, where can one pay for it? Where can they purchase? Is insurance, or does insurance cover the purchase of the device?
Well, that's a good question again. So we are based in Denver, Colorado. We will have our first Vivos Breathing Wellness Centers coming online here along the Front Range of the Colorado Rockies in the next 90 days, and there will be multiple centers that will be opening. We call them Vivos Breathing Wellness Centers. We have one Breathing Wellness Center operating just south of Salt Lake City in a town called Orem, Utah, and we'll be opening other centers in Southern California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida in the next few months. And so we have a plan to take our company and our project across the country. In the meantime, we've trained close to 800 dentists who are ready, willing, and able to provide this treatment in the confines of their dental offices. And so if you go to our website at vivoslife.com, If you go to the Find a Provider button, you can go to the map and you can put your zip code in or an address, and you can find the local certified providers or VIP practices in that area. And as we continue to roll, there will be more breathing wellness centers that will pop up in major metropolitan areas around the country. So we are excited about that. We're in the midst of a large capital raise that's going on with Wall Street that is going to be a very good IPO for us later this year. We're excited about that. So we have a lot of things happening here at Vivos that we're very much excited about.
Yeah, and with great reason. Really have appreciated all the details shared here with us today. In conclusion, any final words, a closing thought, a tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Well, you know, what we like to say to people who suffer from this disease is that there's hope. You know, for so long, people who have had obstructive sleep apnea and have been diagnosed with this horrible condition, they really have not had very good treatment options. And what Vivos brings most of all is hope, and hope of a resolution of that condition, hope of someday we hope to have that where we could say that it's a cure, but certainly a treatment modality that can address this issue in ways that's not possible through any other treatment modality that we're aware of, and ways that can actually lead to a return of vitality and a return of good health. And that's what we're all after. And so I would say to anyone out there listening, if you think you might have sleep apnea or you think a loved one might have it, please, by all means, seek treatment, get a sleep test, figure out what's going on. And if Vivos is right for you, we'd love to have the opportunity to treat you.
It is VivosLife.com. Again, Mr. Hussman, thanks so much for what you're doing in the space and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Good. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Kirk Huntsman, the CEO of Vivos, a leading provider of services and devices that treat and potentially resolve mild to moderate sleep apnea and improve the overall health of patients. And for further details, visit VivosLife.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.